Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, this is Kim Wells of Love Truth, the Love Truth Ministry Show. I hope all of y'all having a wonderful, wonderful morning. And I pray you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend with family and friends. Boys and girls, today is school time. Let's rise and shine, put a smile on your face, and get started with our day. Remember, this is the day that our Lord has made. We must, we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, every Tuesday morning is our prayer time together. So we're going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, give you thanks and praise for life, life more abundantly. We thank you for this past weekend of celebrating life, celebrating the fact that you is our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Celebrating the fact that you created us in your image, and celebrating the fact that we are your children. We ask that every boy and girl we pray that is living in a safe environment, and we ask that you close them in safeness and protection and love. And those that's not, we ask you to draw them into and bring them into a love and peace way, environment, God. Only you can do that. We ask you to remove all negativity, anything that's not of you from their surroundings. In the midst of a war zone, God, we pray peace for them. And we pray deliverance for them who's on this call, and not only those on the call, out of war zone, out of areas that is not healthy, it's not safe. God, you know, we know that you is God. We know you God by ourselves, all by yourself. So we ask that and pray for the parents, stay encouraged, and we ask you to give them wisdom on how to raise up their children, their boys and girls, their sons and daughters, regardless if they're a teenager or elementary, whatever grade school they happen to be in, that them be loving, caring parents, and the children be respectful to their parents and the elders, or those who are taking care of them. We ask that love to flow from heaven through them and through their surroundings and everywhere they go. They have a victorious day in school, week, month, year, and they be all you call them to be, all you create them to be, beyond what they can think they can be, beyond what any family member might think or people in their surroundings, their environment think they can be. You is a God, God. You is our God. So have your way, dear Jesus. Touch every teacher heart. They have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of love, a heart of teaching and giving. From a giving, willing heart to God, we ask that they look at all the children, all the boys and girls, regardless of what the age are, whether they're in elementary, junior high, high school, college, university, that they decide they want to become a teacher or a professor, whatever it is, administrator, and they want to make a difference in someone's life, and pray that they are doing that and getting the courage and the will to do it. And those who lack in that area, God, we ask you to uplift them in that area. We ask for children to go to school in peace. I pray that they be protected from bullies, and they, God, prevent them from being a bully to other students, to strangers, to people on the bus, some people on the bus, the people they're walking past, from prevent them from being bullied to their teachers and administrators, God. We pray peace over all the schools, peace over all the environments that they're walking through, all the, no matter where they at in society, if they live in the United States or another country, we pray peace. Peace and safety as they travel back and forth, whether they're going by foot, car, some form of automobile, whichever way they travel, God, we pray peace. We pray for people who mobile, people who are not mobile, who have a handicap, those who don't. We just ask for blessing, dear Jesus. We pray peace, 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 and the work environment. We lift up your holy name, dear Jesus. And those who lost a loved one this past week, and we ask God to give them strength, God. I know my family, lost her uncle, my mom, her brother, and my cousin, their grandfather. So we just ask, keep the families or people who lost them, who are grieving, that you would just give them peace, faith, all understanding, comfort them. We ask these things all days in your holy name, Jesus. The most important thing we ask that those that know you, stay close to you, seek your kingdom with all their heart, soul, spirit, and their mind, thoughts and conscience. Those that don't know you, we pray they seek your wisdom and understanding and seek to have a personal relationship with you. Today, they make their election, know who they're going to serve. Again, we ask these and all things in your holy name, Jesus. Because this is the day, this is the day that our Lord has made, that our Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that our Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that our Lord has made. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, I will rejoice. And I'm going to do the scriptures that I always do. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. 1 Peter 1:22, for I am sure that I neither death or anything can separate from God. 1 John 3:18, my little children, there is not love in word, neither and tongue, but in deed and in truth. So everything we do, we want to do in deed and in truth. We want to let the light of God shine through us. Let it shine, 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 shine through us. You know, it's very, very, very important. Very, very important. Let it shine. I hear the bird tweeting, tweet, tweet. So that's, you know, it's time to get up and get busy. Again, have a productive day in school, a wonderful day in school. Be encouraged. If you see anything don't look right, report it to an adult, report it to your teachers. If teachers are on the way to school, you have cell phones. Call it your parents, you know, call it the police and let somebody know something doesn't look right. Walk on a different side of the street if something doesn't look right. Don't walk through a crowd of, like, somebody fighting, go the opposite way. Don't go towards a fight. Don't be so eager to see who's fighting or what's going on. Get yourself, make sure you're always in the safety zone. Always protect your own interests. You always protect others by staying away from problems and trouble the best that you can. You see, know, people congregating on the corner, congregating in a classroom or anywhere, you go the opposite direction. And it might not, if they congregating down there, or in the ladies' room, or the boys' room, or the girls' room, just keep your minds clear, keep your eyes open, your ears attentive to what's going on. And they look funny, a package, anything. Don't take it for granted. And please be careful. Don't take nothing from anybody. Somebody ask you to hold a bag or whatever. No, they can put the bag down, put it between their leg or whatever they need to hold it. You don't know them, and if you know them, you never know who have drugs on and want to set you up. So, yeah, let's be careful. Don't be so eager to take candy from anybody. I don't give a your buddy, your friend, acquaintance. Now, be right careful. And like I said before, when you get your lunch, even when you're out with your friends, when you get ready to get your food, if you got to go to men's rooms or boys' rooms, girls' rooms, whatever, ladies' room, go there first before you sit down to get your lunch or purchase your food or dinner or whatever it may be. You never know. It's so many people, it's just wicked. And they can smile in your face and they can be a backstabber. So please be careful. Please, please be careful. Unless that's your own personal sister and brother, your mom and dad. If they not, don't take a rant. Some people think they're doing something and I realize the harm it can do. They give things funny and they can bring serious harm to you. Will you never be the same? And some know exactly what they're doing. So be careful. If you one of those boys and girls or adults who like to put the tape of tricks, don't do that. It can seriously harm somebody. Time is almost up. Take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Do it again. And begin slowly with your hands up above your head. Roll down to your toes, bend your knees, real slow, bend your knees, come up real slow, so open your arms up wide, then go into a PA, grand PA, like real slow, turn your feet out, like a 45 degree angle, a little bit more, and slowly go down, slightly and go back up. It's a little slight stretch. Get your day started. Again, you have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, I'm signing off. I have my school bells out. Put this on for you. Okay, what I do. I ain't want to keep on jumping today. School bells are ringing. So you know it's time for school. Time for school. Yes, yes, time for school. And I've listened to this young lady. You can check her out. Called Birthday with Chain by Tasha Cobb, First Baptist Church, Glennett. I don't know where they're located, but she's saying the song is sound beautiful. And just it's encouragement. Because they want to freeze up on me. Y'all have a wonderful day. Take care. Signing off. In Jesus' name, take care.